Okay, now we're in the fifth criteria, the fifth and final criteria for distance education according to Desmond Keegan again in 1986. So he said that the fifth criteria is the quasi-permanent separation of the learning group, so that people are usually taught as individuals and not in groups, with the possibility of occasional meetings for both didactic and socialization purposes. So let's break it down. Again, we meet again the word quasi-permanent separation, or the phrase, which means apparently or seemingly or partly or almost separation of the learning group. What is that learning group? These are the students being taught or being facilitated by the teacher at a distance. Now, these students, usually, they are separated from each other, right? Or they are separated from each other in distance education. So, there's no longer a learning group, according to Keegan, but the teaching is now individualized, or the teacher is teaching individual students, because we are not in the same classroom. The student can view the materials given by the teachers on their own individually and study on their own. So it's like a teacher teaching just to one student, or there's a one-to-one correspondence. One teacher is teaching to a student. So that is what it's like, because the students are separated from other students. But the criteria is not saying that there could never be a time where the groups are learning at the same time, at the same place, because there are a lot of possibilities for that. Like occasional meetings, occasional face-to-face meeting that is for, you know, review or socialization or having friends with your classmates. You organize a review meeting or just a meet up with your classmates or with your teacher as well. You can do that sometimes. That is why they say he said it as occasional meetings. And also with the technology today, the students can form groups even though they are in a distance. They can talk with each other using communication, two-way communication, for example Zoom or Messenger or Skype or Facebook, and they can participate in discussion forums. They can do synchronous and asynchronous activities together. So that is why there is a quasi-permanent separation. Not really permanent, but almost. So the main point of this criteria is that there is an individualization, or the learning is individualized for distance education. So that's the last criteria number 5. We have 5 criteria, and that is according to Desmond Keegan.